I was in the Peace and Justice tent. The different groups had different tents outside where people could come and get their literature and chat. And we were having a toast to the people that work in the Peace and Justice movement and inviting anybody that was just walking around to come and join us, singing, having a great time. And all of a sudden, there was a big slap. I felt like I was getting punched. And somebody just had thrown a pie in my face, and as quick as they did it, they turned around and ran away.
Now, you said they left a leaflet describing why these people did this to you?
That's right. They left a leaflet accusing me of all kinds of things, like the commodification of the movement by building NGOs, and I guess they meant Global Exchange, which is a non-governmental organization. I suppose they think that only true movement people would be doing this without getting any kind of an income for it. And then they had some other individual accusations, that none of which were true.
Medea, in the posting that you've written and I got to see at commondreams.org, you mentioned some of these previous pyings, if you will. We've all seen them over the years of some of the high and mighty. And I remember going back, as you mentioned in your posting, about what happened in San Francisco with former Mayor Willie Brown, in which it was considered kind of a serious act, or certainly the authorities treated as such. What do you think now about your, has your feelings changed after being, pardon the expression, the pie-y, as it were?
Well, at first when I had read about the pieing of CEOs, like of the CEO of Enron and Chevron and the pharmaceutical companies, I thought it was kind of amusing. Then when I actually saw it on tape, I thought it looked a lot more violent than I pictured. You know, you picture the kind of slapstick, soupy sales kind of thing. But when somebody comes running up to somebody unawares and throws a pie in their face, and has to get real close to get at them, it does seem quite aggressive. But it wasn't when it until it happened to me that I realized just how aggressive it feels. I mean, it doesn't feel like you're getting a pie in the face. It feels like you're getting punched in the face.
Medea, I think I saw you on the O'Reilly Factor a couple of weeks ago. You know, you're so omnipresent as a member of Code Pink in Washington, you know, holding demonstrations, protesting in some major hearings and the like here. This affect you in any way in terms of your activism over the years, this violent incident?
Well, I think there's some important issues behind it all that I certainly would not be averse to discussing, even with the people who threw the pie in my face. I mean, if they think that there is a big divide between NGOs, non-governmental organizations, and people who do this work out of their passion and commitment, then that's an interesting discussion to have. And I do think that there is a kernel of truth in the fact that having lots and lots of non-governmental organizations where you have to make money to pay people salaries perhaps does take some oomph away from a social movement of people who are doing this purely out of passion. But that's not the way to have a discussion. As I said, I was at the Peace and Justice tent for 4 days. I was hanging out. Anybody could have come up and had a discussion. My door is always open. I put my email out all over the place. I get lots of right-wing hate mail and hate phone calls. And somebody on the left who disagrees with me could always call me up and have a chance for a dialogue. I think if we're trying to build a movement, we have to treat each other with respect, with dignity, with compassion. And when there are differences, we want in the outside world them to be dealt with in nonviolent ways. We should do the same on the inside.